Hello and welcome to Know Your Finances on Radio Naira. Listen to Radio Naira exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. I am your host Sukesh Pai. I serve as a wealth manager at Trillium Square Advisors here in Raleigh, North Carolina. In this program, we talk all things personal finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800, or you can also join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/trilliumsquare.
Today, we will be talking with a guest and learning more about some of the investing legends. We will start with our usual disclaimer. Sukesh Pai is the founder and principal of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program. We have a guest today. His name is Anand Srivastava. He manages an equity fund where he researches individual stocks and picks them for his fund. Today, we are going to ask him about his strategies and some of his investing heroes. Hi, Anand. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your fund?
Hi, Sukesh. Yeah, thanks for having me. So I'm managing member of Aptos Capital LLC, which is the managing partner for Aptos Capital LP, our investment fund. So at Aptos Capital, our investment goal is to compound capital at an above average investment rate and while assuming below average level of risk. So to make this more concrete, our benchmark for average is total return from S&P 500, and our risk is number one, permanent loss of capital. And the second is basically doing below average. So those are the two risks. So we want to make it more very concrete that these are the risks. Volatility is not a risk. We don't think of volatility as a risk. So that's what our goal is. We try to achieve this goal by essentially finding excellent businesses that we can hold for very long term. So we try to look for businesses that have done extremely well, which are innovating, executing, and which have a culture of doing this. And basically, they have a runway where they can do for long term. So it's not just something they have done in the past. We want to see that they have something that they can do for very long term. So we are looking for long runway as well. So these are the characteristics we try to find. And then basically, we want to hold them for long term. So we are a long only equity fund. We don't short anything. We are optimistic by nature. So we try to find essentially good companies for long term. And we are trying to do well for our investors using this investment strategy.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So this reminds me of somebody, maybe Warren Buffett, who says that, you do not pick stocks for investments. You pick the stocks because it's a good business.
Right.
I see. So, you have developed this unique investment strategy by closely learning from some of the legends of investing. Could you name some of these for us and maybe, tell a story or two on what made you feel that they have what it takes to, succeed in investing?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's unique. It's something that I have learned. As you mentioned, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger have been my investors. So about my investment journey, I started investing in 1998 when I was right out of college. I had my first job and everybody around me was doing it. So, and the dot-com bubble was going on. So I started investing, learning, just talking to them, seeing what they were picking. And basically, I did very well in the first year. And then I did so well that I started investing on margin, which is essentially taking a loan from the brokerage to invest. Mm-hmm. And then the dot-com bubble burst and I lost everything. So fortunately, it wasn't a lot of money, and but it did scare me away from the stock market. And so from 2001 to about 2007, I completely stayed away from the stock market. But in that time, I started learning about Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. You know, I had heard about them, but I had never paid attention. But in that time, I basically went through all the, everything that was written about them, everything they had written, everything, you know, all the Berkshire Hathaway annual letters, all the books on Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. And what I had learned, what I was learning was very different from what I had experienced. So they were saying that stock market is a, you know, is a tool where you can actually grow wealth. It's a very powerful tool to grow wealth. And the second thing is they were saying that it doesn't really take a extreme amount of intelligence or anything. And it doesn't take any special capacity as Wall Street would have you believe. What it takes is temperament, discipline, things like these. These are the softer qualities. That's what it takes. So so slowly I started investing in stock market. I started getting back in stock market in 2007, 2008. And I started, you know, started applying those principles. And then the financial crisis happened. But what I had learned, what I was starting to implement helped me sail through it, which is finding decent companies, expecting volatility, and just, you know, don't be, you know, don't get out or get in and get out of the wrong stock market at the wrong time. So, and then I started, you know, as the market started recovering, I started implementing those principles. And that's what I have learned over the last 13 years. I have basically learned what they are teaching. I have tried to implement it. And then, you know, I had using those principles, I have been able to do, you know, do well in my personal portfolio, get above 20% returns in my portfolio over the last 13 years. Wonderful. So what I can tell you about investing that I have learned over the last 15, 16 years is that there are only a very handful number of people and a very handful number of ways in which people have done, built long-term, you know, a huge amount of wealth over long-term. And so an investor basically wants to, needs to find these people. And then the second thing is find what are these ways that they can implement, what suits their capabilities and temperament. And the third thing is implement it yourself. You know, implement it. Learning is one thing, but implement it yourself. And, you know, try to see the amazing power of it on your own by implementing it yourself. So that's what I have done. And then I, at the same time, I was seeing a lot of my friends, a lot of my family members, professionals, of my friends who were, you know, continuing to do the same mistake that I had done over time. And so I started, you know, I started doing this professionally to be able to help them. So we try to make aware, make, you know, teach them these investment principles, and then also try to see if they align with these investment philosophies, and if they need, you know, if they need our help, help them, you know, invest their capital for growth.
So if I were to make an analogy, can I say that, you know, playing with fire is dangerous, but you know, you want to learn how fire works so that you can use it for cooking and make delicious food.
Exactly.
That's, is it appropriate to say that that's what you're doing?
That's exactly what it is. You know, I say that I give this analogy of an airplane. If you try to fly an airplane without understanding how to fly it, it can be a very powerful tool, just like any other tool. But if you don't learn it to fly properly or don't learn to use a tool properly, you can cause a very huge amount of damage. So you know, better is to try to understand how it works and don't, you know, and then use it, and then you will see the power of it, and it can take you places, or, you know, or it can basically cause you massive damage.
I see. So,
yeah.
And also there is the inward aspect to it, right? So that, that, you know, you are training yourself behaviorally to respond to the market in an appropriate way. You know, it's more of an internal control more than controlling the stock market. Is that, is that right?
Right. So Peter Lynch says that stock market is not about brain, it's about stomach. So how much, and if you go in expecting volatility, you go in expecting some, you know, tremendous, you know, periods of slowdown or periods of low activity or, you know, plateau or going down, then so it basically you are prepared for that. And if you go in prepared for that, you know, you can do very well. Most of the people, you know, stock market has returned about 10% over last 9 to 10% over last 100+ years. Mm-hmm. Was very small number of people, almost like 5% of the people have been able to get that return. And that's very mm-hmm. surprising. So average is like the 9% and only 5% get that average.
I see. And so, that is, you know, if you leave it and forget it, you should get that 9 to 10%. But what happens with most of the people is they get nervous about the market and they pull out at the wrong time and put money back when it's at the peak and essentially right. don't even make that return.
Right. Precisely. That's the reason they get in and get out at the exactly the wrong times.
I see.